AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sheila Fisher with the International Franchise Association, and you're listening to the Franchise News Podcast.
Thank you, Sheila. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news, so you don't have to. Say goodbye to the non-compete agreement. The Federal Trade Commission has outlawed the use of non-competes for most workers. Starting in 4 months, all U.S. companies will be prohibited from requiring non-compete commitments from new hires, and companies will be required to notify all other employees bound by a non-compete that the limitation on their next job has been lifted. Saxton & Stump's Amanda Dempsey says that this rule does not apply to the franchisor-franchisee relationship.
It's positive for us in franchising. We're always talking about that employment relationship and how we in the franchise industry do not believe that that is the case. There's no employment relationship between a franchisor and its franchisees. And so this ruling exempts us from that, right? Exempts that relationship from this non-compete ban, but it also seems to be a recognition that there is no employment relationship and thus this would not apply.
Dempsey says the International Franchise Association lobbied hard on this point and it made an impact. Blackstone Inc. has agreed to buy Tropical Smoothie Cafe for a reported $2 billion, including debt. Peter Wallace, a senior managing director at Blackstone's private equity business, said Tropical Smoothie Cafe has had an impressive growth trajectory, consistently building on its loyal customer base as it has scaled nationwide. And Charles Watson, CEO of Tropical Smoothie, said, "The key to this business is delivering an outstanding experience for each guest who walks through our doors. We are thrilled to see how the brand will continue to grow with Blackstone's outstanding global resources behind it." Bricks Holdings, the multi-brand franchising portfolio group specializing in restaurant brands, including Friendly's, Red Mango, and Orange Leaf, announced it has entered into an agreement to acquire Clean Juice, the organic juice bar franchise. The acquisition is slated to close within the next several weeks. Clean Juice was founded in 2016 by Landon and Kat Eccles. Sharif Matias, CEO of Bricks, said, "We look forward to bringing this great brand and its passionate franchisees and guests into our portfolio to support a renewed period of growth and success." Zoop, the soup concept owned by WowWorks, officially opened its first Z Eats store in Atlanta, which will be the format of the Zoop brand going forward. By the end of 2024, all existing Zoop locations will be rebranded as Z Eats, with plans for nationwide expansion through franchising. Ted Asbury, WowWorks chief marketing officer, said, "For over 25 years, Zoop has reigned as an industry leader in creative soups, and the Z Eats menu represents an extension of our soup heritage to a diverse range of options tailored to the next generation of fast casual enthusiasts." Molly Maid is hosting its annual Mother's Day Clean Home Giveaway, where moms across the nation will have the chance to win a free cleaning service from locally owned and operated Molly Maid franchises. Marla Mock, president of Molly Maid, said, "Our Mother's Day Clean Home Giveaway is a token of appreciation for all they do and allows their loved ones to gift them something priceless, time to relax." The brand also shared some tips to help you achieve pro-level clean, including create a routine such as dedicating 30 minutes to tackle cleaning chores, always dust first, vacuum last, clean one room at a time, and use a microfiber cloth, one of Molly Maid's favorite cleaning tools. This portion of the Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Brand Amplifier. The Brand Amplifier is an award-winning digital marketing platform designed specifically for franchise organizations. Quickly and easily manage social content and digital advertising across dozens, hundreds, or thousands of locations. Through the Brand Amplifier, franchisors are able to create high-performing digital campaigns that can be quickly deployed and funded by local franchisees using their own credit card. Using automation, programmatic localization, and machine learning, the Brand Amplifier helps franchise organizations see a 500% or more increase in digital performance. For a limited time, it's 50% off if you visit brandamplifier.io and lock it in today. In People News, Jennifer Faz is now the Director of Field Marketing at Floor Coverings International. Daddy's Chicken Shack announced two big promotions. Tony Adams will take on the role of president, and Dave Liniger Jr. moves from president to CEO. Fuzzy's Taco Shop has named Patrick Kirk as its chief marketing officer. Wiener Schnitzel has named Doug Koob as its new chief development officer. Meg McDougal is now CMO at Tierra Encantada. I-9 Sports welcomes Allie Huseman as franchise marketing manager. Don Crocker joins Small Sliders as chief development officer. Chip Baranowski is now director of franchise development at Green Home Solutions. Great Clips announced a series of changes. Rachel Johnson is promoted to Chief Financial Officer. Kevin Barnes is promoted to VP of Business Technology Services. And Mari Felrath is moving into a newly created role, Senior Director of Operations, Applications, and Reporting. College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving announced the formation of a brand new senior executive team. George Spowart is in the role of Chief Revenue Officer. Kelsey Ackman is promoted to Chief Legal Counsel and Development Officer. Mark Richard is promoted to Chief Operating Officer. And Eric Olinger is promoted to Senior VP of Technology. And Adam Robinson is promoted to Funding Consultant at Benetrends. Congratulations to all, and go get them. A reminder that we'll be podcasting live at all of the franchise expos this year, courtesy of MFV Expositions and the IFA. Join us next at the International Franchise Expo in New York City at the Javits Center, May 30th through June 1st. And all franchisors are invited to join Benetrends and several franchise thought leaders on the morning of May 31st for mimosas and masterminds, roundtables and networking with a mimosa before the show. It's free to join, but please do register in advance as seats are very limited and will fill up fast. Reserve yours today. We'll have a link in today's show notes. Today's Franchise News Podcast is brought to you by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer, so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. That's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.